Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
A group of residents near University College Cork say that years after sending the Residential Tenancies Board a list of unregistered landlords in their area, many still remain unregistered. Now, the residents say they compiled this information following repeated issues with late night partying and antisocial behaviour in some properties, particularly during COVID. The residents are unhappy with the RTB response and say they want an explanation as to why so many landlords remain off the register. Brian O'Connell has the story for us and is with us now. And Brian, this is something you've covered many times before.
Yes, there have been significant tensions in the area surrounding University College Cork, so Magazine Road, Connacht Avenue. This has been going on for several years. If you go back a good few years ago, this would have really been a predominantly family area. But I suppose as the college population grew, more and more houses have been turned into what are termed multi-occupancy student accommodation. There have been many flashpoints over the years with late night partying, as you said, and persistent antisocial behaviour. So residents have actually protested on occasion, particularly during lockdown. They liaised extensively with Gardaí and with the UCC, so they're all trying to improve this issue. Now, just to set out the background to all of this, I met with Catherine Clancy. She's a long-time resident, former Lord Mayor of Cork, and she's been helping to lead the residents' response to ongoing issues.
Most houses that have come up for sale in the last number of years have been purchased by landlords.
And these would be multi-occupancy houses?
Yeah. Houses of multiple occupancy, so the demographics of the area have changed in the last number of years.
And that, as we know, because I've reported on this in the past, has created difficulties.
At times, and I suppose particularly during COVID, you know, we had a lot of difficulties with houses that weren't managed since COVID has passed and I suppose weaned down a little bit. We're back now, I suppose, to where we were before, sharing our community with students, and the issues have, you know, subsided a lot. But at the same time, we have issues around particular houses that aren't run properly.
When it's at its worst here, when were the difficulties at its worst, and can you describe the impact it had on your lives here?
I suppose it peaked really during COVID when the houses around here, they were renting out the properties around the place for students or young people just to come and party. They weren't working, and we actually, for nearly 18 months, it was hell living here. 24/7, congregating, discos. A parent contacted us at one stage and she said, "Do you know," she said, because we have a residence website, "that your area is now being called, the new Magaluf, because people can't travel and they're all just coming to your area for the summer." But we believe from our experience that one third of properties not registered in our area reflects right across the country. It is our belief, and we can feel we can stand behind it, there are under 300,000 properties registered with the RTB. If our figures were to be reflected across the country, you were talking about 150,000 properties that are unregistered and also that are under the radar. And if you were talking about income alone, you know, you'd be talking about over 800,000 not being collected per annum by the government.
So that is Catherine. And tell me, Brian, about the research undertaken to try and find out how many properties locally were registered with the RTB.
Well, the residents became amateur detectives almost, because what they did was document all the rented properties they could find in a small radius near their homes close to UCC. And then they cross-checked this list against the registered RTB properties in the area. Resident Mary Doherty, she's lived in the area for nearly 40 years. She told me what the area again was like compared to now, and then talked about the research.
It was quiet, even though we would have had students living in the area. I don't believe we ever had an issue with parties, noise, loud music, nothing like that at all.
So when did it change?
I suppose it might have been maybe 10 or 12 years ago, the instance of loud music, particularly around, say, the end of the college year, when the students were celebrating, would have been excessive, really, for residents to be able to put up with.
So tell me about the research. 5 years ago, ye figured out what?
2017, we began to collect the information. And since then, we've refined the information, because we do go into the RTB site and we see who's registered and we can see who's not registered.
So 5 years ago, two-thirds, you reckoned, weren't registered. What's the story today?
At the moment, it's about a third not registered. It's still too many, really, for a situation where it's compulsory for the landlord to be registered.
And when you began this trawl and this research, I'd imagine you shared your information with the RTB.
They were informed at every step, really, along the way of our details, our summaries. So they have all the statistics that we have actually gathered.
So how is it 5 years on, still a third of properties are unregistered?
It's a wonder that the RTB don't follow up with the landlords in more detail. The landlord is obliged to register now. It's only €40 to actually register, so it's not a huge sum of money for the landlord either. There are actually properties that are being managed through property agencies, and they're also not registered.
So Mary then and the other residents, they've almost become amateur detectives, Brian.
And their point, Claire, is that they feel they shouldn't have to do this. Obviously, they've done a lot of the legwork over the past 5 or 6 years. They provided the information to the RTB and they were disappointed then with the response. Each year, they kept writing to the organisation, sharing their data. I spoke with Aidan Cal. He's secretary of the local residents association. He's lived in the area 71 years and he detailed to me some of his efforts to try and get action on these unregistered properties.
In our case, we seem to be the policemen of this area.
You're not having to hire a team of private investigators to get this information.
No, but we're volunteers and we have to go round and Mary has to trawl through the RTB website address by address and then we have to check the house to see whether it's still privately rented or not. We believe we're doing what the RTB should be doing. But they have the resources that we don't. Like, we're all, like, I'm a pensioner. Catherine's working. Mary is a pensioner. I didn't retire to have to do all this work. It's their job to enforce registration of landlord. It shouldn't be left to landlords to register their property. Now, my own belief is as well, I hear a lot of talk about landlords leaving the market. There's no evidence here of landlords leaving the market. There's a ready-made market here for tenants.
So when a family house comes up for sale here, it's generally bought by a landlord or an investor?
Yeah. The houses are then converted into multi-occupancy houses. A 2- and 3-bedroom terrace house is subdivided with extension in the rear gardens. So now he has accommodation for 8, 9, 10 students.
When you provide this information to RTB, did they say thank you very much? We're going to make sure all these people are held to account.
No. They reply and acknowledge our correspondence and that they'll return to us.
So you've now written to the RTB again in early March.
In early March.
What are you looking for?
A considered response and an appropriate response to our previous complaints that we've made over the last 6 years. On every occasion we've written to them, we've accompanied a list of the unregistered properties in the area. In March, we stated that 100 of 270 properties in and around Magazine Road remain unregistered, which is approximately 37%.
So you then, Brian, you got in touch with the RTB and you put a number of questions to them. What did you find out?
Well, I did. I wanted to know from the RTB how many unregistered landlords we may have nationally. I asked what had they done with that information given to them by residents near UCC in recent years. And I asked how many landlords had they taken action against in the area and whether they intended to meet with residents, which is their request. The RTB sent me a statement. It didn't quite address some of the specific questions, but it did confirm the RTB is now going to meet with the residents near UCC. I understand this is going to happen in early April. They said they take deliberate and continuing non-compliance seriously. They confirmed the RTB that they are now reviewing how all compliance related activities are coordinated and managed, including how information of all types is gathered, analysed, risk rated and used to inform compliance action.
And I know you'll be keeping a close eye on that meeting and any outcomes from it, but you also got a statement from UCC about all of this.
Yeah, to be fair to UCC, and I think the residents would acknowledge this, that over the last few years there's been a lot of work done on behalf of UCC to try and engage with the community. They have, for example, an accommodation and community life office. They have a dedicated neighbourhood support officer that has now been appointed to liaise with the area. And indeed, the resident said to me that Rag Week, which usually would have been a flashpoint in recent years, was passed off very peacefully this year and there weren't really any issues. So there seems to be working well in terms of UCC and, of course, the partnership with the Gardaí as well.
Brian O'Connell, thank you very much. Now, coming up next, you might have heard that life-changing drug Kaftrio has been approved for the 35 children who were considered outside a deal with the drugs company. We'll be speaking to Professor Michael Barry next.